What's up and welcome to episode 61 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. In this episode, we are breaking down week 5 up until the Monday night game, which we will preview at the end of the episode. I'm going to go through my picks, tell you what games I got wrong, tell you what games I got right, do a little bit of analysis for each game, and basically talk about how I suck at picking NFL games. But before we get into all that, just a reminder, I know you heard it at the beginning of the episode, but if you're trying to get into the podcast business, there is no better way to do it than with Anchor by Spotify. Let's hop right into it. All right, let's hop right into breaking down week 5. Obviously, the Sunday slate of games ended yesterday. We had the Thursday night game that was one of the worst games of football I think any of us have had to experience. Luckily, I was at work and missed it because, honestly, if I had been watching that game, I probably would have fallen asleep. It was an awful game. So let's start with that one, get that one out of the way. Starting off with my pick, I picked the Broncos because I kind of thought to myself, there's no way the Colts go in and win this game. Matt Ryan looks bad. They don't have Jonathan Taylor. Little did I know that Russell Wilson would look just as bad, if not worse, in this game because they both looked like they were just a bunch of washed veteran quarterbacks who had no idea what they were doing anymore and could not move the ball down the field. I don't think that that's what both of them are at this point. I was pretty high on Matt Ryan when that signing happened with the Colts. I don't think I'm too high on him anymore. I don't think that he's like going to be a serviceable starter for the rest of the year. Obviously, they won the game and they have a winning record for the first time this year, technically. I mean, they're 500, but with the tie, you know, they probably should have been the Texans. Anyway, Broncos and Colts, just an awful game. Matt Ryan, 26 for 41, 251, no touchdowns to 2 picks. Russell Wilson, 21 for 39, 274, no touchdowns to 2 picks. Almost identically bad stats from these two guys. Nobody can get it going on the ground. Leading rusher for the Colts was Deion Jackson, 13 carries, 62 yards. And Phillip Lindsay was up there with 11 carries and 40 yards. But other than that, they had 1 carry from Nyheim Hines that went for 3 yards and 1 from Matt Ryan that went for 1 yard. The Broncos' leading rusher was Melvin Gordon, obviously because of the Javonte injury, 15 for 54. Mike Boone went 7 for 38. Russell Wilson went 4 for 22. And that was about it from them. I mean, overall, this was just an awful game. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times already at the beginning of this episode. This was a bad game. Only field goals. Neither team deserved to win. This is a perfect tie scenario. Nobody gets a win on the board. And my one big takeaway from this game is that the Broncos and the Colts both have a quarterback issue. I mean, Wilson, I've said this, the Colts are in kind of a better position because they aren't tied to Ryan for as long. The Broncos are stuck with Russell Wilson until 2028, pretty much, or at least stuck paying Russell Wilson until 2028. He could figure it out, but that is a lot of time. If he does not improve, if he does not figure it out, and they are tied to him for that long, things could go south very, very quickly for the Broncos. Their defense is elite. The reason why the Colts didn't score a touchdown in this game was not only because Matt Ryan looked washed, but it was because the Broncos' defense was phenomenal in this game, and they have been all year. People were saying that the Broncos' defense was overrated, that they don't have good edge rushers, but they've been doing really, really good with the people that they have. Their secondary is great. Patrick Surtain looks like one of the best corners in the NFL. Obviously, Justin Simmons is doing his thing like he does every single year. Their defense was elite in this game. They were putting Matt Ryan in prison. They were all over him. The offensive line for the Colts looks terrible. The Colts, I think, are in a worse position this year just because a lot of things look bad for them. Like, their defense is okay. Like, Stephon Gilmore is still him. You know, they have a lot of moving parts on the defense I think are really good. Kenny Moore was not good in this game, which is kind of a red flag because he's, like, your second-best corner, and eventually he'll be your best corner when Stephon Gilmore obviously will end up retiring. But, I mean, Stephon Gilmore got a pick. Ronnie Thomas got a pick. I mean, their defense had 2 picks. The Colts defense did. The Broncos defense, if I'm looking correctly, had, like 5-6 sacks. They had 6 sacks on the game in total, looks like. And they had, Caden Stearns had 2 picks. That's not even a guy who was like in like their top of their depth chart defensively, and he had 2 picks on Matt Ryan, both of Matt Ryan's picks. I've talked way too much game. So I talked way too much about just an awful game. So let's move right on to the next game, which unfortunately was the London game where my Green Bay Packers took on the New York Giants. Now, if I'm being completely honest, I expected coming into this game that I would be talking about this game in the in this episode in a positive light, because, you know, it's the Giants and it's the Packers, and I'm a Packers fan, got a confidence in your team. Also, it's the Giants. Did I mention that? I think I mentioned that. I obviously picked the Packers in this game, as any sane person would have. Obviously, that this was like a pretty common upset pick from a lot of people. They're just like, I don't know. Saquon's good. Packers run defense hasn't been great. I mean, it could happen. The Packers offense is sluggish. And everything that people said that would happen, happened. Not only that, but Daniel Jones did not play a horrible game. He was 21 for 27 with 6 incompletions, 217, no touchdowns, but also no picks. And one of them could have been a passing touchdown, but like they ran a little trick play, like end around thing. Saquon was fantastic in this game, as he always is. Saquon is seriously making a case in my mind. I think a lot of more people are warming up to this idea for being the best running back in the NFL. I think him and Chubb are really fighting for that spot right now. Derrick Henry's still up there. Taylor still has got some work to do this year, but I don't doubt that he'll be up there eventually. But yeah, Saquon was fantastic in this game. The Packers run defense just can't do anything. Let's talk about the Packers. I'm a Packers fan. I got to rant about this a little bit. Something is wrong with Aaron Rodgers. The box score will not tell you this. 25 for 39, 222 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That is a respectable and honestly pretty good stat line for a game. Okay, the box score will not tell you this. If you watch the game and you give it the good old eye test, which I think is a good way to evaluate players, his deep ball just isn't there anymore. I can't tell you how many times he's dropped back and like taken one of those classic deep shots and just not connected on them. There have been a couple this year, especially like Christian Watson dropped one. Dropped two, actually. Dropped one against the Patriots, too. Just couldn't adjust on the ball. Just really didn't make a good read on it. Wasn't very good tracking the ball, which is kind of like his whole thing. But whatever. Whatever. It's fine. Anyway, in this game, he missed Randall Cobb bad. He missed Romeo Dubs bad. Should have been a pick if he'd had it a little bit more on target. It would have been a pick because he didn't even see Xavier McKinney in behind. He thought that Romeo Dubs had just beaten his guy one-on-one and then had a free like foot race to the end zone. Xavier McKinney was right there. He probably would have thrown a pick. So luckily he didn't put that one on target. Maybe that's why he didn't. Maybe he threw it away. But the point is, the deep ball just doesn't look like it's there. And the chemistry of the receivers, everybody says, it'll get better. It'll get better. But his leading receiver was Randall Cobb, the guy that he already has chemistry with. 7 catches, 99 yards. Alan Lazard, 4 catches, 35 yards. 2 leading receivers are 2 guys that he already had chemistry with. Romeo Dubs has been him. He's been elite. 3 catches, 29 yards. Box score won't tell you, but you watch this guy. He's talented. And then it's like Robert Tonyan. Those 3 guys were the only 3 receivers to catch a pass besides Christian Watson, who had 1 catch for a yard. I mean, dude, I don't get it, man. This offense, I know this is going to be a bad offense this year, but I figured that our defense would be good enough to get us past the bad teams like the Giants and the Packers. And then that question, the Packers, but they are a bad team, like the Giants and the Jets next week. Then the question becomes, are the Giants really that bad of a team? See, I don't know. Because their defense played really good against the Packers, and Saquon's really good, and Daniel Jones didn't make any crucial mistakes. And the receivers, even though they're depleted, were getting open. Could the Giants be for real? Not as a contender, but I do think that they could possibly slip into the wild card spot. And if that's the case, Saquon's the MVP and Brian Daboll's coach of the year. I don't think it'll happen. I think they could go on a pretty big losing streak because the Giants' next few games, the Ravens, that's a loss. The Jags, that's a loss, I think. The Seahawks, Wade Geno's playing, might be a loss. That's a 50-50 game. Texans is a 50-50 game. Lions, I think that's a loss. Their defense is good enough to stop the Lions, I don't think. Cowboys, probably a loss. Commanders, 50-50. Eagles, definitely a loss. I mean, like, that next stretch could be pretty brutal for them when you really think about it. I'm not saying it will be, but I think it could be. As far as the Packers go, I think they're on genuine fraud watch. I talked a lot about them already. The offense looks bad. The defense, which is supposed to be our elite thing, just falls apart in the second half. Second half defense is the worst in the league. I tweeted that. I think it's probably closer to true than people give credit for. Lions-Patriots, another game that I started 0-3 in my picks. Another game that I got wrong. Patriots absolutely destroying the number one scoring offense with Bailey Zappi, who had this stat line. 17 for 21, 188 yards, touchdown and a pick. That's not bad at all from a seventh round or like a fourth round rookie, wherever he ended up getting picked. Out of Western Kentucky, don't produce good quarterbacks usually. I'm not saying Bailey Zappi's a good quarterback, but that was a good performance. Ramondre Stevenson was just freaking electric in this game. 25 carries, 161 yards. I mean, he was the only guy who ran the football pretty much. I mean, even Harris had four carries. Bay was happy to carry the ball five times with an average of 1 yard per carry. Jacoby Myers had probably a career game with seven catches, 111 yards and a touchdown. Defense was great. Jack Jones is so him. He gets a pick in his second straight game for the rookie corner out of Arizona State, out of all places, man. Put some respect on the Sun Devils' name, apparently, because they had a sick game. Not much to say, man. I just think that a lot of people, including myself, are way too high in the Lions. I don't know if it's a coaching thing, but it's definitely a defense thing. Their defense sucks. It sucks so bad. They cannot play defense to save their lives. I mean, they were in a 50-something point shootout against the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, their offense was doing everything it could. Their defense just cannot get a stop on anyone. Like, it just, that's going to cost them. I think they're a bad team. I think they're probably going to end up finishing last in this division still, even though of all the, even with all the preseason hype and stuff, which usually doesn't amount to anything. Chargers snuck past the Browns. They were the first pick that I got right. I mean, Cade York probably should have made that field goal. I probably should have been wrong about this pick, but Cade York sucked today. I'm saying Cade York sucks. He sucked yesterday. Like I said, I'm not saying he sucks right now, I guess in general, but he sucked yesterday. Cade York was awful from the field goal line. And this dude went 0 for 2 on field goals, including the game winner. All he did was kick 4 extra points. I mean, come on, man. You gotta, the Browns just get so close, and they should be 3-2 right now, and the Chargers should be 2-3, which is a crazy thing to think about, seeing as everybody pretty much had them as like the consensus number one team in the AFC at this point. Now it's looking at the Chiefs, the Bills still. Brissett sold the game again with another crucial pick. Brandon Staley sucks as a head coach and probably will not have his job next year if the Chargers fall away and play at this against a good team. They're done. Eckler had a great game. Herbert had a good game. I mean, it's the coaching. The Chargers were home free, and they still ended up giving the Browns a chance to win the game just because Brandon Staley sucks. All I got to say about that game. Moving on, we've got the Texans and the Jaguars. Boring game. Not much to talk about other than the fact that Trevor Lawrence was crowned as an elite, like, top 10 caliber guy way too early. He still has some flaws sticking with him that have been pretty detrimental to his game. He threw a bad pick to Derek Stingley. They were in the red zone. Obviously, that touchdown would have tied the game eventually if the Texans had still scored that one touchdown. Moving tied to 13 instead. They throw a pick. The Texans take the 13-6 lead. Just a bad game overall. Not much to say about it. I was wrong about this one, too. I thought the Jaguars were going to run away with it pretty handily. But it's a division game, and the Texans, for some reason, own the Jaguars, from what I've heard. So, yeah, I probably should beat the Texans. Bucks over the Falcons was a screwed-up game. Marcus Mariota played well. 14 for 25, 147 yards. 7 rushes for 61 yards. No touchdowns. Sorry, no picks to one touchdown for the passing. I really think that this is a good offense from them. I mean, Tyler Allgeier had a good game, 13 carries, 45 yards. Caleb Huntley had 8 carries for 34 yards. Shout out my fantasy team. I mean, Zacchaeus had a touchdown. Drake London had a few catches. Kadarius Hodge had a few catches. I mean, they really looked pretty good. And they should have gotten the ball back down 6, but Tom Brady got an absolutely bogus. And I'm saying this, I'm not even one of those guys who's like, Tom Brady only wins because of the refs. This was genuinely one of the most bogus roughing the passer calls I think I've ever seen in my life. It was awful. I was stunned. I could not believe it. Grady Jarrett literally just sacked the man. And they were just like, you can't touch Tom Brady. And he threw him around like, yeah, you got to get him down. I mean, you're not just going to let go and let Brady get back up. Like, it's stupid. The Bucs didn't look great in this game. The box score kind of padded for Brady. But in reality, they really, their leading receiver was Leonard Fournette. That's all you got to know. Don't have much to say about that game. Pretty lackluster game as well. Since it was Bills, was just a flat out blowout. I don't think there's any. They were my lock of the week. I knew this was going to happen. The Steelers defense really is not as good as you think it is. They're 1-4. This will be the first year that Mike Tomlin has a losing season in his career because they just suck. Kenny Pickett, 34 for 52, 327 at a pick. What are the excuses, man? Got to get this guy ready. If he's going to be your future guy, you got to see something. I mean, you got to see something. Guy hasn't thrown a touchdown yet. He's ran for 1,000. He hasn't thrown a touchdown yet. Najee Harris, 11 carries for 20 yards, averaging 1.8. Don't care about the offensive line. 11 carries, averaging 1.8 yards. Not good. Pickens was leading receiver. 6 receptions for 83 yards. And then, talk about the Bills a little bit. 20 for 31, 424, and 4 touchdowns for Josh Allen with the pick. They don't do anything with their running backs, so who cares about them? Although James Cook had his first career rushing touchdown today, that was pretty dope. Gabriel Davis, 3 catches, 171 yards and 2 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs, 8 catches, 102 yards and a touchdown. Khalil Shakir, 3 catches, 75 yards and a touchdown. Oh my gosh, they were phenomenal. Their receiving core is so good. Khalil Shakir, finally able to kind of show his stuff with Isaiah McKenzie out of the game. He really was able to show that, like, he's a starting caliber wide receiver. He was awesome. Kyrie Elam got his first pick. Everything clicked for the Bucks. Sorry, not for the Bucks, for the Bills. They were ridiculous. 38-3, just a demolition. I'm proud of this pick. I knew that the Dolphins would beat the Jets just because they were without Tua, and then eventually they were without Teddy, who threw one pass and was out for the game. Skylar Thompson went 19-33, 166 and a pick. Raheem Mostert had a good game, 18 carries, 113 yards and a touchdown. I mean, these guys just, they were bad today. I don't think there's any way to spin it. You know, Durham Smythe had a rushing touchdown. The only 2 touchdowns were rushing touchdowns. The defense just isn't that good, man. Breece Hall and Michael Carter ate this team alive. Zach Wilson threw 14 for 21, 210, no touchdowns, no picks. Not his worst game, not his best. Obviously, he did enough to be serviceable and to win this team in the game. Breece Hall, 18 carries, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Michael Carter, 10 carries, 21 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Braxton Berrios, 1 carry, 15 yards, and a touchdown. Zach Wilson, 4 carries, 2 yards, and a touchdown. 4 different rushing touchdowns. No receiving touchdowns, but Breece Hall had 2 receptions for 100 yards, both of which were thwarted at the 1-yard line. He was at the 1-yard line both times, and Michael Carter got the carry on the goal line both times. It was sad times. Breece Hall, fantastic game. He's so him. You know who else is him? Sauce Gardner is a top 15 quarterback, maybe even a top 10 in the league right now. 3 tackles, 1 pick on the game. I'm sure he had a bunch of pass breakups that aren't listed on the box score on Google, but dude's elite. I think we really need to start having conversations about Sauce. Derek Stingley was good today, too. Don't get me wrong. I think that was a really good game from him as well. Yeah. All right, moving on to Bears versus Vikings. An interesting game because it was a lot closer than people were expecting it to be, including myself. Justin Fields had an okay game. He's kind of getting overrated because he had a few nice throws and a nice run. But in reality, couldn't go down there, win them the game after, you know, unfortunate events with Amir Smith, Marcette fumbling the football. But they didn't end up coming back and winning that game. Fields had a good game, like I said, 15 for 21, 208 yards and a touchdown, 8 carries, 47 yards. David Montgomery had a good game. Khalil Herbert had a decent game. I mean, they really, neither of them were anything special. The leading receiver was David Montgomery. Darnell Mooney had a great catch. The Viking, Justin Jefferson, not only completed a pass for 23 yards, but had 12 catches for 154 yards, sadly no touchdowns. Kirk Cousins did throw a touchdown pass, but it was to Jalen Reagor, out of all people. So anyway, there's not really much to say about this game. The Bears fumbled it. Amir Smith Marset sold the game at the very end. They were down 21-3. They had a nice comeback. The Vikings almost blew it, but I'm not surprised. The Vikings are way better than the Bears, and the Bears are honestly still the worst team in the division. It's just the record doesn't reflect it because of their easy schedule. Anyway, Titans Commanders, another score that really doesn't surprise me. By the way, I picked that game, right? I picked the Vikings. I picked the Jets. I picked the Titans in this game. Tannehill, I mean, it wasn't box score wise a bad performance, but the offense without Derrick Henry is really, really sluggish. Derrick Henry, 28 carries, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The dude is not washed. I mean, there were Derrick Henry washed narratives going everywhere in the first couple weeks of the season. And these past, like, 3 weeks, he's just been phenomenal. He's been the guy that we all expected him to be. He is not washed. I mean, it'll happen eventually. I don't think anybody can really, I don't think anybody can really deny that it's going to happen eventually, but this is not the year, my friends. He's still a top five, not even a top three running back in the NFL. He had a fantastic game. The Commanders were just awful. They are a bad team. Carson Wentz is a bad quarterback. They don't have any ground attack. Brian Robinson, fantastic story. Glad he came back. He was a leading rusher with 9 carries for 22 yards. Carson Wentz had more carries and more yards than Antonio Gibson did. The leading receiver was Diami Brown. But a really good day out of their receiving core. Demi Brown, who's kind of filling in for Jahan Dotson. 2 catches, 105 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Terry McLaurin, 5 for 76. And Curtis Samuel, 6 for 62. Really good work by their receivers, despite being down. Jahan Dotson has been kind of a driving force of their offense this year. They're 1-4. They're in a really, really bad spot for this year. They're definitely finishing last in that division, with the Giants being 4-1, the Cowboys being 4-1, and the Eagles being 5-0. That is, I want to make sure I'm right about the Cowboys. I'm pretty sure they're also 4-1. Yeah, they are right now, statistically. I'm pretty sure the NFC East is the best division in football. And if it wasn't for the Commanders, they would be far and away the best division in football record-wise. So the Commanders, bad. Titans, okay. That's been kind of the story of their year so far. The Titans, I think, are kind of turning it around, even though they had a really sluggish start to the season. Seahawks, Saints, another shootout that the Seahawks seem to find themselves in. And their defense just isn't good enough. I mean, Geno's playing at a pretty high level. 16 for 25, 268 yards and 3 touchdowns. Ken Walker had a fantastic game. 8 carries, 88 yards, averaging 11 with a touchdown. Rashad Penny had a good game. Unfortunately, he got hurt and will probably be out for a chunk of time. They're in good hands with Ken Walker. Tyler Lockett, 5 catches, 104 yards and 2 touchdowns. TK Metcalf, 5 catches, 88 yards and a touchdown. Just a fantastic performance by the Seattle offense, but their defense just sucks. The Saints, Andy Dalton, 16 for 24, 187 and a touchdown and a pick. And Taysom Hill threw one pass for 22 yards and touchdown. Taysom Hill also rushed for 9 carries, 112 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And if you thought that was crazy, Alvin Kamara rushed for 103 yards. Still, with Taysom rushing for 112, Taysom Hill had 4 total touchdowns in this game. That is absurd. And Alvin Kamara was a leading receiver, thanks to my fantasy team. 6 catches for 91 yards. Olave, 54. And a touchdown. And then Adam Troutman caught a touchdown. Really just not much going on receiver-wise for this team. There's a lot of just absolutely destroying the Seahawks run defense. The Seahawks, I think my one biggest takeaway from this is that Geno Smith is probably going to be their guy moving forward next year, maybe even the year after. I don't think they're going to be in a good position to get one of the top quarterbacks in the draft this year, because their offense is way too good for them to lose enough games for that, and the Texans just suck. Expecting the Texans to have the number one overall pick locked up pretty easily. That number one overall pick could very well be Will Anderson, though, if they like Davis Mills for some reason. So who knows what Seattle end up doing, but I do think Geno, they like him a lot. He played at a pretty elite level yesterday. 49ers, Panthers, no surprise. Matt Rhule did not survive another week. I kind of think that everybody knew that this was the game, unless they came out and played super well and beat the 49ers, which everybody knew they weren't going to do. This would be the game for Matt Rhule. They also fired Phil Snow, the defensive coordinator, who I thought was doing some pretty good things with the Panthers defense, and there's a pretty general consensus around Twitter and the media that it wasn't the best firing, that people don't really agree with it. But I get it. The Panthers are probably going to clean house staff-wise. I'm not sure they're going to fire their GM or anything like that, but they certainly could. This was just a blowout. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo played one of the best games we've seen out of him in a while. Jeff Wilson and Tevin Coleman dominated the run game. Jeff Wilson had 17 carries for 120 yards and a touchdown. He's been fantastic in the absence of Elijah Mitchell. Brandon Ayuk was a leading receiver with 3 catches, 58 yards. This is another just absolutely destroying a run defense that just can't stop them. And then the Panthers, Baker Mayfield, 20 for 36, 215 yards, no touchdowns on a pick. PJ Walker came in because Baker's hurt and he will be out for a few weeks, according to NFL rumors at this point. So prayers up for him for a speedy recovery. Christian McCaffrey, 14 carries, 54 yards, and touchdowns. Pretty generic stat line for him for this year. Shai Smith was a leading receiver with 4 catches for 69. DJ Moore had the same amount of catches for 59 yards. So Shai Smith better than DJ Moore. Because he did more with the same amount of catches. McCaffrey had 7 catches for 50 yards, doing his good old dual threat back thing. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't, like I said, not much else to talk about with this game except for the fact that this offense, the 49ers will be fine with Jimmy G, and they're probably going to end up winning that division because everybody else is bad. The Cardinals aren't that good. The Seahawks really aren't contending, and the Rams just look bad. Eagles-Cardinals, speaking of an NFC West team, this was a very close game and one that I didn't expect to be close. Should have been going to overtime, but the Cardinals kicker sold because they're, their original kicker was hurt, so they had Matt Amendola, who sold the... I'm pretty sure he's the one who's got cut from the Chiefs, now sells the Cardinals in this game. Kyler, 20-42, 250, and a touchdown, one pick. They didn't really have the best run game going. Leading rusher had 55 yards with James Conner. Marquise Brown was the leading receiver with 8 catches, 78 yards, and a tutty. He's going to be really, really good. I think his fantasy value decreases heavily when D-Hop comes back. Same kind of thing. When D-Hop was hurt last year, Christian Kirk was a beast, and now probably won't happen just for Marquise Brown, if it didn't with him. Jalen Hurts, weird passing stat line, 26 for 36, 239 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. But he did have 15 carries for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was the driving force in their offense, even though he wasn't passing the football too effectively. And that's the thing, man, is that they can win games with Jalen Hurts throwing no touchdowns because he just does so much for their offense, running the ball and making throws to set them up to run the ball in if it's not him. Dallas Goedert had a fantastic game, almost broke 100 yards. He had 95. Dante Smith had 87. A.J. Brown had his worst game of the year with only 32 yards. But the Eagles are fantastic. They're the best team in football by far. And I can't wait to see how far they go before getting beat. Two more games to cover. Then we have the preview Raiders Chiefs. Cowboys Rams. Man, I mean, Cooper Rush is not better than Dak Prescott, but he's sure playing like it. The Rams just suck, man. Their offense is just so lackluster. They don't have anything outside of Cooper Kupp. Stafford has not had a good game this year. There's no reason to believe that he's going to have a good game. He sucks this year. I just don't get it, man. The Rams are supposed to be really good. They're off a Super Bowl win. Stafford looks bad. They don't have a run game. Cooper Kupp's their only viable receiver right now. The offensive line's bad. Their defense outside of Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald is bad. Bobby Wagner's slow and old. Dropped a pick yesterday that could have really turned the tide in that game early on to kind of stop the Cowboys' momentum. Obviously dropped it, like I said. Bengals-Ravens. Pretty boring game. Joe Burrow, 217. One touchdown and a pick. Joe Mixon, 78 yards. Rushing leading receiver was Hayden Hurst with 53 yards. Jamar Chase right behind him with 50 yards. Didn't have T. Higgins, which hurt. Lamar did not have a very good game towards his MVP case. 19 for 32, 174, a touchdown and a pick, 12 carries, 58 yards. Rusher. Mark Andrews was the leading receiver, no surprise there. I just think the Bengals are really sluggish on offense. They really need T. Higgins to have that threat of that deep shot because now they just have everybody, defenses just have everybody back deep to guard Jamar Chase, and usually you have T. Higgins throw the ball to there, but that's not the case now. So they really need him back, and Justin Tucker's the best kicker of all time. Anywho, let's preview the Raiders and the Chiefs. First of all, let's go over my picks for the games because I did not talk about it. Picked the Seahawks, was wrong. Picked the Niners, was right. Picked the Eagles, was right. Picked the Rams, was wrong. Picked the Ravens, was right, but I haven't filled that out on my Twitter yet. And then we have good old Raiders-Chiefs tonight. I think the Chiefs are going to blow them out. I think the Raiders had a very, very close and very, very fraudulent win over the Broncos, who proved on Thursday night that they are just a bad football team. They are not together. They do not have it together this year. So the Raiders, I think, are going to get absolutely blown out, and Mahomes is going to have like a 350, 400-yard passing game. That's my prediction for this game. I could be wrong about the blowout aspect, but I think the Chiefs are going to win pretty handily either way. So, yeah. I think that is everything we wanted to cover. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. Be sure to check out all my platforms. Be sure to check out the YouTube, the Twitter, all that good stuff. You can find that in the link tree in my bio, on my TikTok page, on my Twitter page, wherever you want to go. You'll find all my platforms, my merch, my Discord, my Death Wish Coffee link, everything there. Huge shout out to Anchor by Spotify for making this possible. And I will see you guys in episode 62.